Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
That's right. This is Georgia Wrestling Now. As I make my return to the co-host position, I wanted to write up a great intro for the show, but unfortunately, I found myself as blind as Anne Frank. This is Johnny Danger, and I'm joined by Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Johnny Danger. It's good to have you back, hopefully for the whole show tonight.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Well, I did see you in action yesterday. The eye is still looking pretty bad, but I guess you're doing a little bit better. You've retained your tag team titles at PWR. I believe you also helped your buddy Matt Sells celebrate his Max NWA, or what is it, NWA Atlanta Max Championship win on Saturday.
That's the rumor going around, but honestly, do you think Matt Sells would need my help to win a championship?
I said you helped him celebrate. I mean, I'm just assuming that you did, but I don't know. You are hetero life partners after all.
That's another rumor, and I actually won't shoot that one down. Yes, Matt Sells did defeat Fry Daddy for the NWA Max Championship. Congratulations to Matt. And we did, in fact, defend the PWR Tag Team Championships over God's Gift to Wrestling in a hell of a match. Those two beat the crap out of us. I'll be the first to admit it. And maybe I was a little overzealous. Maybe I lied to Matt and said I could see a little more than I could. I'm pretty much back to total darkness here, Jonathan. I took a couple stiff shots after that match from Brian Blaze and Joe Black, and I'm not doing so good.
Well, I guess you had your wife dial the number for you or something, because you luckily you don't need to do any, you don't need to see to talk on this show.
Exactly. She pushed the button, and here I am.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. It's good to have you back on a more regular basis. And we've got a big show tonight that I'm sure you're looking forward to. We're talking to Abdullah the Butcher, who, of course, owns Abdullah's House of Ribs and Chinese Food right here in Atlanta. And he's going to be at the Superstars of Wrestling Fan Fest in Rome, Georgia this weekend. One of many, many big names, Ric Flair. Who else is going to be there? Scott Hall, X-Pac.
Scott Hall, Jake the Snake.
Yeah, I'm sure DDP is probably one of those. Raven, Teddy Long, Buff Bagwell, Gunner. It just goes on and on. So, and that's a big event. There's signings. There will be wrestling. I believe Jake the Snake is actually going to be in a tag match with his trainee and our guest last week, Dylan James. Or is it James Dylan? James Dylan, I'm sorry.
Yes.
So anyway, we're going to talk to Abdullah. Then we're going to talk to two of the three members of Smothers Twisted Daughters, who were part of a Southern Fried Championship Wrestling show on Saturday, and then they're back at Universal Independent Wrestling this Saturday, taking on Pandora and Nina Monet, otherwise known as Pain and Pleasure. So, pretty big show tonight. We're talking to Isabel and Maybell. Jesse Bell is unable to join us tonight, so should be an interesting show. So that's what we've got in store. So, aside from NWA Atlanta and PWR, which is, allegedly NWA Atlanta. I'm not sure if you were there or not, but you at least heard about it. So aside from those shows, what else went on this weekend in your world?
Well, unfortunately, I was not able to make the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling show on Friday. I had signed a deal to color commentate for that show, and for obvious reasons, that couldn't happen. So for better or worse, I heard Professor Morte took up those duties himself. How did that show go, Jonathan?
It was a good show. Saw the usual Wolfman versus Pauly, Nature Boy Pauly, and Dragula, which was a rivalry that's, well, the Wolfman and Dragula goes back more than a year, but they
yeah,
did
you don't have to remind
throughout.
Me. I've been right there
yeah.
in the middle of it.
Right, you've been pretty involved in that, but they did battle throughout October at Six Flags, and then they kind of forgot that there is another Wolfman that hadn't been around for a while, so it was kind of a Freebird rule type thing, so it was billed simply as the Wolfman versus Dragula and Paul Lee, but they were outnumbered as the Wolfman welcomed back the Alabama Wolfman, so he joined the Chattanooga Wolfman and the Kentucky Wolfman, and then a guy who actually was on our show last week as well, who had already had a match earlier in the night against Fred Yehi, the leatherback of Notre Dame End Zone, who likes to yell touchdown and score field goals and touchdowns. He joined them, so even the odds and ended up being a great match. But that was one of many highlights of the show. We also saw Strychnine retain the title against Darkmon with another controversial ending of sorts. Darkmon claims his foot was under the ropes or on the ropes or something, so I guess he gets another shot at the next show, which is Friday the 13th of December. Hopefully you will be able to make it to that one, Johnny. Hopefully Friday the 13th will have some good luck for you.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully I can be cleared by then. You guys do them on the 14th too, is that right?
There is a show, yeah, an all-ages show on the 14th and a night show on the 13th.
Excellent. So that's what happened. Go ahead.
That's the highlights. I guess, there was a lot of wrestling that went on over the weekend. I didn't make it to all of it, but I heard Peach State had a great show where Jake the Snake was in the main event. I also heard NWA Atlanta was great, and Southern Fried had another big lineup of big names. Haven't heard any reports of how the show went, but they typically draw really well and have pretty good matches. So, but yesterday at PWR, I thought the Jeter versus Kevin Blue match was really good, as well as what was that match that had like eight people in it, including Jacob Ashworth. I guess it was
Jacob Ashworth, James Dillon. Who else was in that?
Joe Black, I believe.
Joe Black, yes. Be honest, I was in the back getting ready for my match, so I didn't catch that one.
Well, it was a good match, and then the main event.
Nigel Sherrod. Nigel was in that one.
All right. The main event ended in a brawl that brought everybody out. It was supposed to be Pain and Pleasure versus Dementia de Rose and Aja Pereira, your friend Aja.
Right.
And then, of course, that just devolved into chaos and somehow emptied the entire locker room. So that was an exciting ending that saw a lot of people fighting all over the arena or VFW Hall or whatever that is.
The National Guard Armory, yeah. I mean, anytime you have Pandora, Nina Monet, Dementia de Rose in the same building, things are going to get pretty nuts. The entire locker room went out there to settle some scores, and unfortunately that's when somebody popped me in the head and I lost what little vision I had, but I think I got a few good shots in before that happened. I finally got my hands on Quasimandisco for a very brief moment, and Jonathan, it was heaven, I got to tell you.
I'm sure it was. And then you've got another score to settle with him. Well, I guess the same score to settle, but another chance to do that. Is that this weekend?
It is. PCW Returner Supporter Dale this Saturday, the 16th. And let me be honest, I've been asked to stay home and not go to that show, but that doesn't sit well with me. I don't care if somebody has to walk me into the building. I plan on being there. And if I get in the same room as Quasi, I don't have to see him. I can smell him, and I can hear him, and I will find him. And that's really all I've got to say about that.
All right. Well, it looks like we've got our first guest calling, so I'm going to bring him on the line, and we already mentioned earlier, but he really doesn't need much of an introduction. His name is Abdullah the Butcher. Abdullah, is that you?
No, man. This is Buff Daddy.
Buff Daddy?
Buff Bagwell? What's going on?
Oh, I wasn't expecting you to call. What's going on?
Yeah, man. I called a little bit early. Sorry.
That's okay.
Call back?
No, it's good. I just didn't know you were calling at all. Is this really Buff Bagwell?
Yeah, Sean called me, had me call up for the Fan Fest. That's sure no problem.
Okay, cool. Well, we haven't talked to you in a little while on this show, and I guess time it was probably a year and a half ago or something. So,
well,
what's been going on with
was it around my car wreck? Had I had my car wreck yet? I wrecked my car about a year and a half ago, that bad car wreck I had, you know?
Yeah, it was before that. It was when you were doing the UCW shows.
Okay, yeah. Right after that, my world caved in with a car wreck, dude, and it was crazy, dude. It's been a crazy 2 years for me, but I'm 100% back on my feet. I feel great again and looking back like Buff needs to and just, you know, back out there doing it, bro.
Great. Well, what do you have going on this weekend at this Fan Fest? Are you actually wrestling or are you just signing or both?
Yeah, I'm actually wrestling, so I'll be working there, definitely.
Cool. Do you know who you're taking on?
I don't, man. This thing is so big that for the first time in a long time, people are pulling me to the side at the gas station, at anywhere they see me. You know, I still look exactly the same, I mean, the goatee and everything, and I haven't aged too bad. So I still look a lot like I used to, so people come up to me all the time. But I've heard more about this show than any show I've done in the last 10 years, probably. That's the truth. And all the way down to I don't know who I'm working. And the card is so incredibly good, it really don't matter. I mean, dude, this is the best card I've seen in maybe 10 since I've done the indies. So
yeah,
I'm
well,
excited about it.
What have you been up to? I know you you have wrestled in the past few months since the accident. Have you done much lately?
I have, man. I've been real busy, actually, man. I've been real busy. It took a while to get my name back out there again because of just the car wreck was, you know, people thought I was dead. I mean, that rumor was going around that I died. And not to mention, bro, I had to fix something. I had to do a lot of fixing. I broke my neck again. Broke my jaw. I had 5 plates put in my face. I was in a coma for 5 days. Broke my neck on exactly the same day, 14 years apart. So I broke my neck in my life twice, and they're on the exact same day, 14 years apart. April 21st, 1998, Rick Steiner did it on Nitro. And then 2012, I break it again on April 21st, exact same day, 14 years apart. So that's not a good day for me.
Well, you got to stay home next year,
Bob. I'm going to bubble wrap myself next year, just bubble wrap myself and sit at home.
Well, if it's in a cycle of 14 years, at least you you have time to prepare.
Yeah, I got a few years, right?
Cool. Well,
So since that, when I first came back from the car wreck of fixing myself, man, I'd come home and I thought I was getting old. I was like real sore and beat up, and I was like, "What is going on?" And what it was, man, is I wasn't, you know, totally healed. So I've been 100%. That was April of 2012 when I had my car wreck, and I've probably been 100% for about 5 or 6 months, a full 100%. So do the math, you know, and that's about what's been. But I've been back in the ring for about a year, but only been 100% about 6 months.
All right. Yeah, I remember, not sure exactly how long ago it was, but it was, I believe, your first match back after the car accident. You faced AJ Steele, I believe, at Peach State.
Yeah, it sure was, first one.
How was that?
It was, well, like I said, I really thought I was 100%. I was, you know, back in the ring, back in the gym. I felt good. My strength was back. My feet were back. But when I come home, how I felt was like I had been beat the hell, dude. And I said, think I'm, I guess I just, and I tell my dad about it. And my dad would say, son, you're 43 now, bro. I said, Dad, that's nothing, man. I said, I'm telling you, there's more to it. Well, we didn't know it at the time, but I just wasn't healed because I started feeling better and better and better to where I was able to say, I thought I was 100% last time I saw you, but I wasn't, but I am now. But, yeah, for the last 5 months, I've been feeling the best I've felt in 10 years. So, and looking the best I think I have in 10 years overall. So, you know, I'm about 235, 240 in shape, and I still can go, you know. So I actually went to TNA, and I looked good enough that I should have a TNA for a job, put that way. I've never went looking for a job in my life, and I went down to TNA when they were at the Gwinnett Center and just showed up and walked in and saw Eric and saw all the powers to be and shook everybody's hand and said hello to everybody. And me and Hulk, of all things, talked the longest. Me and Sting probably talked the longest in his locker room. But out in the open, Hogan and me probably talked about 45 minutes, and the first thing he asked me, he said, why are you not working for us? And I said, well, that's why I'm here, man. I'm 43. I said, I'm still in shape. I think I can still go. I think I got, you know, just to be nice, I said, I think I got 3 or 4 years left, you know, to be honest. And I'm just sitting at home instead of working with you guys. So that instantly started a texting between me and Eric and back and forth. And the next thing was they came out with those two pretty good angles, I thought, that were great, which are the Main Event Mafia and the Aces and Eights. I think both those angles are really good. I like both storylines. I think there's a lot that can be done with those storylines. It's very NWO-ish time period, I think, the way it looks and was setting up and feeling. And I'm thinking, here, you throw Buff back in there. You get a Nash back. I said, man, we can make one more run at this thing. That's how it was looking to me. Well, all of a sudden, Eric just quit calling. And I was like, I wonder what I did wrong there. You know, so I called Eric one day and just said, hey, but, you know, I didn't bother him. I was texting a simple little text. I ain't heard from you in a while, bud. What's the word? And he just texted back. He said, it's a bloodbath down here. And I don't want to get any heat from him or say the wrong thing. So I just said, do what Eric can do. And last time we spoke, called Sting about 2 months ago to tell him about that night. Exactly, so there wasn't somebody saying something else went down that didn't go down, you know. So, because Sting was watching me that night, he's always kind of been my man and, you know, took care of me and my big brother, you know, always has been. So I saw him looking at me a lot that night on people I was talking to, so I didn't want something to get back to him that was said that wasn't, you know. So I want to make sure me and him were at least on the same base. So I called him up about a month ago and just said, hey, man, I just want to let you know the night, you know, that I came down there, and here's what was said between each person you saw me talking to. He goes, he just started laughing. And I said, what are you laughing at? He goes, well, you know the story. He goes, every single thing you're telling me is total opposite of what I got back. I said, wow. I said, dude, you know I'm not lying about any of that, what I just told you. He goes, I know you're not. I watched you. He said, but I'm letting you know that's how much heat you've got. And I said, well, I'm just trying to, I said, Steve, let's do this. I said, I don't want my friend to be uncomfortable caught in the middle no more. I said, I want you to be comfortable. I love you, and I don't want you to be in the middle. I said, well, make one more attempt at it, and here's what I'm selling. And it's so easy. I said, I come down, and y'all don't pay me. I said, I just come down, y'all pay for my room and board, get me there. I said, bring me down there, keep me a week, keep me 2 weeks, don't pay me, just let me live, and then if y'all want me, hire me. If you don't, tell me to go home. How hard is that? So he totally agreed, and he calls some guy named Big John up, whoever Big John is down at TNA, and I don't know who that is, but there is a name that Steve Borden, Sting, called Big John that was supposed to run the show down at TNA. And he mentioned what I told Steve to mention to him, and supposedly I got a text back from Sting, and it was very positive. He goes, his exact text was, he goes, surprisingly, Big John was totally with it and wants to sit on it for about a week. Call you back. And that was about 2 weeks ago. So that's, I just don't get it. You got Buff Bagwell sitting at home, dude, and can put a little, I mean, you know, if nothing else, you know, beat me up. I don't care. Just put me back on TV. You know, at least we know me. You know, at least people may, you know, they watch my match because they remember me. There may be a few people out there that want to watch Buff again, you know. And if there's not, send me home. You got nothing to lose at your TNA. Nothing. But for some reason, I don't know, they just won't do it. The same with WWE, to be honest with you. If I own WWE, egos or not, I'm hiring Buff Bagwell. We know he's broke. We know if he's not working for one of us, we know he's not, you know, rolling in the dough. So let's bring him in at a cheap offer. We know he'll say yes, and let's hire him. You got Buff Bagwell on your network for a real good deal. I said, so why not do that, you know, and beat him every match? Who cares? Get something out of it, you know? But I just don't get it. I really don't. I made somebody mad a long time ago, really mad, and I don't know how I did it, but I really did it.
Well, there's always the Royal Rumble coming up. Maybe you could at least get a spot in that.
Yeah, maybe I'll hit the ring, you know? I don't know. There's a bunch of bad, there's some big boys up there now. It may not be a good choice. I may get beat up.
Well, you mentioned the NWO. I saw something on the Superstars of Wrestling Facebook page where people can get you and Scott Hall and X-Pac to sign the NWO DVD. What did you think of that DVD? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. Anything with those guys, though, is great. And I've been seeing them a lot lately, so I knew they were back in the mix. I've been seeing Nash and X-Pac doing a lot of stuff. And for some reason, whoever's booking them don't want me involved, and that's fine. I don't really care. I love Kevin. I love Scott Hall. I love X-Pac. But for whatever reason, I'm just doing like I always do, which is tell the truth and shoot. Whoever's hiring and booking them out wants to keep them totally separate, which makes no sense to me. Three tables down is Scott Norton and Buff Bagwell. Why not put all five of us together and make it look even that much better NWO-ish? But instead, three tables down we sit, you know. So it's just kind of stupid to me. But that's how they want to book it. They can book it that way. But everybody still gets to see us and meet us and say hello, and we end up walking down there, or they end up walking down to us and doing pictures anyway. So it's kind of not set up the right way anyway. We should either be on separate sides of the building or all at the same table, I think, you know, for the fans. And the person doing that should do it that way. But whoever's booking them, you can tell, is kind of booking them to keep them a little bit separate from us.
Do you have any idea why all these kind of things are happening? Like what you may have done?
I don't. I don't know how much. I get all the heat I've got, I wish I knew. I just know that if I got this kind of heat, then why not put me on TV and let me get heat, you know? If I got this kind of heat, really, hire me and let me get heat, you know? I mean, they try every week they try to get the heat that I've got on TV by beating somebody up or storyline this. I've really got that kind of heat. Call me the heat-seeking missile and put me out there and let me go. And I'll be the biggest heel on television if they let me do it. I will dog cuss everybody, fun of everybody, because I sit at home and I've watched for 12 years, and I have got a whole book of interviews in my head for every wrestler out there. There's not a person I couldn't chop to the ground in an interview face-to-face within seconds. So I've got a really good book, and I want to unleash it bad. And I wish you had hired me to let me do it, because it'd be awful entertaining.
Well, have you checked with publishers?
Yeah. I just kind of check with all my boys when I'm out to see the kind of vibe, and it's just not there, you know. Like last past week when I was with National Hall and those guys, I talked to them and stayed with a bunch. I was rooming right next door to Scott, so we talked a bunch, and just I said, man, this thing could happen. Well, I said, we could do this one more time. I said, you're back in shape. Kev still looks great. Xbox still looks good. I said, I'm still back in shape. Norton looks fantastic. You bring a Scott Steiner in, man, you got a pretty good maybe couple-year run right there, you know. Have them in the audience. Go old school, you know. Have us in the audience again. You know, maybe there was a signing of an NWO shirt or make it, go stupid old school. It's not working. If I only saw 1,000 people at the Gwinnett Center for TNA, obviously they're not doing something right.
Yeah.
So try this. It works. Guess what? We got 4,000 or 5,000. If it don't work, send us home. So I think NWO could go one more time. I really do. There's still just too many shirts. It was too popular. It wasn't nothing we did. It was just we happened to be on TV at the time of wrestling being very popular. It wasn't nothing we did different, but we were on TV at that time. So put us back out there, man. You know, let's do it one more time and see what we can get out of it. I think you'd be a good idea.
Yeah, well. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You're still waiting to hear back from TNA, right?
Right. So things are still there. Everything's within reach still. It's just a matter of somebody's going to pull the trigger or not, hopefully, you know?
Well, in the meantime, I saw that there's UCW has kind of reemerged and is doing a show. Are you still involved with that promotion?
Yes, I am. I sure am.
And when is that show? It's in December sometime, isn't it?
December 14th, I think. So I'm on that one with them.
And who all is going to be there?
You know, I don't have that card in front of me, bro. I got to do another phone in for that guy that has that show. But and I don't have. Wait a minute, I might have it with me here. So you know, I do have it here. Son of the British Bulldog. Harry Smith's going to be there. Gangrel is going to be there. He's one of their guys, I think. Dominic. And then you can Facebook Vex Wrestling. Check it out. And but this guy's going to be a good show, too. I ain't going to be near as good as this Rome show, but this guy's got a good show, too.
And what is your...
Yeah, don't get a chance, man. Come out and see this Rome thing. I'm not kidding. It's been the first time in 12 to 13 years that I've seen people get excited enough to actually call me and say, hey, man, can I get some tickets? I actually have been hearing the word ticket again, you know, for the first time in 12, 13 years, you know, 15, 14 years, you know. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a good show. I really do. Come check it out.
All right. And it's November 16th. Is it just one night, or isn't it all weekend?
I am just one night. I'm November 16th, Rome, Georgia,
okay.
At the Forum. And I think it's an all-day thing, though. I think it's all
yeah.
Don't hold me to the times. Hopefully you know about a little bit more about the times to tell the fans. But I'm probably going to be there all day long in Rome, Georgia, at the Forum.
Okay.
But
I'm looking at the website. The website, which is superstarsfanfest.com. Says
yeah.
the fan fest is 12 to 5, and then the wrestling show starts at 6:30 on
Saturday.
I'll be
there all day then, brother, so come see me.
All right. Well, Johnny Danger, my co-host, do you have any questions for Buff Bagwell? I'm not sure what happened to Abdullah, but not complaining.
Did you have
Buff
for a minute, or did he get cut off, or what?
No, he was the person that I was told was calling in at 10 after 7, but you called,
oh,
and that's just
okay.
As good.
Actually, yeah, something Buff said a minute ago kind of piqued my interest. He said he's got, you know, a book full of interviews ready to go. So let me set the stage here, Buff. You get a spot in the Royal Rumble, you win the match, and you call out John Cena. What do you say to him?
Oh, wow. You just threw it all out there to me. You know, man, I'll be honest with you. It's, my stuff used to come from just really just being there in the situation, because it's hard to cut an interview right now, me talking to you. If you're a John Cena less fan, I started cutting an interview on you. I got to go with how the fans are receiving it. So, like, right now I'm standing up in my house, and I'm trying to feel the vibe of that feeling. And it's hard to feel that vibe with not feeling the true vibe of the fans. So, really, what makes a great interviewer is you throw something out, and whatever that may be, you throw it out, and you got to see where you're at. You got to see what the fans and how they're going to react. Because ultimately what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the fans with the situation of you and John Cena. So you say, you just start off with, you know, do a stupid, I do one of those stupid salutes, or you can't do me now, or something like that, just something stupid, and see what kind of pop it got, you know. And I put my baggy jeans on, I copy his outfit, you know, just something stupid like that to see how the fans reacted, and keep them there. So, you know, you can't just throw it out there. You got to throw it out there first to see how they bite. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
And then you turn it on.
I wouldn't be surprised if they bit hard, man. I mean, the people that are watching WWE right now, we see Goldust back in the best shape of his career. You guys are about the same age. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if you could have a similar run.
Sure. He does look good, man. I saw him the other night. He looked incredible. So, hopefully we'll bring him up one more shot at it. I got another run left if they'll let me do it. So, let's see.
Yeah, I'd love to see you back in there, man. So, best of luck to you for sure.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey, Buff, before we let you go, along those same lines, say you do get signed with TNA or WWE, is there anybody in particular that maybe you didn't get to face previously, or some of the younger guys that you've been watching that you'd like to face before you call it quits?
You know, I love wrestling so much, and anybody, and just love the, you know, being on TV part of it, and acting and making people entertainment so much. Not really. I just had my favorites, I think. Like, I love Randy Orton. I think he's super duper. I think he's off the charts cool. You know, I like Cena. I could do a lot with Cena. The Daniels kid, I didn't like at all, and I love him now. So he really came a long way. He came from me going, who's that kid on TV, to, you know, he's playing with big boys now. So I'd love to wrestle him. You know, the X Division kid that's so over. You know, the world champ.
Austin
Aries? What is the drug free?
Oh, AJ.
What's his
AJ
name?
Styles? AJ Styles?
No, not Styles, the other boy like AJ.
In TNA?
I heard straight edge. You're talking about CM Punk?
CM Punk. And I'd love to wrestle him, you know, guys like that. Just that's the guys that we missed. You know, we missed wrestling those guys a little bit, and we're just at a different place in our careers, and then we never had a chance to get in there and wrestle and stuff. And that would be a good, you know, I think something good people would actually, you know, draw a rating, you know. CM Punk versus Buff, that sounds good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But those guys I watch the beginning of the show still, and I watch midway through, and I watch the ending to see kind of who still got it, you know. And I keep a bit of that way and just try to, you know, see where I could fit in, if I could, and would I, and does it still make sense? And it does. Every bit of it does. It does make sense, and I do still fit in. So until that feeling goes away, I'm still here, you know, waiting on a phone call and wondering why they're not hiring me. But, you know, like I said, that's out of my hands, and maybe one day they'll give me that chance, and you get to see the book of interviews on John Cena. Can you see me now?
All right, cool. Well, we appreciate you calling, Buff. We're going
right,
to go to commercial. Did you have anything else?
Okay, if you ever need me, there's only one place that I'm out there. There's 30 Facebooks of Buff Bagwell. There's 30 of these 30 of that. If you want the real Buff Bagwell, you go to therealbuff.com. And my cell phone is right there. I'm easy to reach.
All right, cool.
Well, thanks, guys, for the interview time, man. You guys have a good night, okay?
All right, you too, and have a good have fun this weekend.
Thank you so much, pals.
All right, talk to you later. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Isabel and Maybell Smothers of the Smothers Twisted Daughters.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows, to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. My name is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, and my co-host is Johnny Danger. And we are now talking to two of Smothers' Twisted Daughters, both of which will be in action this Saturday at UIW. So I want to welcome Maybell and Isabel Smothers. I believe that's who I have. Is that both of you?
Is Isabel here?
Hello?
You have
sure.
Maybell here.
Maybell.
This is Abdullah the Butcher calling.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hello, Abdullah.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, my name is Abdullah the Butcher. I got stuck on the road. I had a few police officers, pull me over. Like, I tried to get back to the restroom real fast, but it was I was speeding to get back, and I just got to picking up the phone calling you. But they had me on hold for a while. What can I do for you?
Please tell me you did not have to fork the cops.
Pardon?
Please tell me you did not have to fork them.
If I would have had a fork with me, I'd have probably done it and probably went to jail. Yeah, so that's it. So how's everything going?
It's okay, but we've got Maybell Smothers on as well. Maybell, can you hold, or do you want to stay on while we talk to Abdullah real quick?
I'll listen in.
Okay, cool. Well, Abdullah, we talked to, for some reason, Buff Bagwell called at your schedule time, so I thought he was calling in your place.
Okay.
So we basically just wanted to talk about the Stars of Wrestling Fan Fest this weekend. I guess you'll be there signing. Are you actually going to get in the ring? Or?
No, I'll be signing. I need a hip, a hip replacement, and I got another two more months before I get it done. But I'll be there for the autograph session, and then and if I got enough strength, maybe I can stab somebody with a fork or something. Yeah. So that's it.
Well, I know Johnny had a lot of questions for you tonight, so I'm going to let him ask away.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Butcher, sir, it's an honor to speak to you. First of all, I could say I've been to your fine restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia, twice, and the food is amazing.
Thank you very much.
Now,
we have a lot
of food.
Abdullah the Butcher's restaurant is the number one place, number one. Everything's good here. If you want to take a picture with Abdullah the Butcher, you can come and do it. If you want to have a party here, you can come and do it. If you want to have an interview, you can come and do it. Whatever you want to do, we do it for them.
Yeah, I actually went there on my birthday 4 years ago, and you bit me on the forehead and scared the hell out of me, sir.
I remember
it
that.
It was amazing.
I remember that. Yeah. Yep, I remember that.
What I wanted to ask you, speaking of food, I was doing some research today, and I learned that earlier in your career, you apparently ate a lot of strange things to intimidate your opponents, like a live toad and a chicken with the feathers still on. Is that true?
Yes, I ate chickens, I ate glass, I ate light bulbs, I ate snake, I ate everything.
Do you credit that to your longevity in wrestling? Because you've been wrestling for, what is it, over 5 decades now?
I've been in the business 51 years, started in 1961.
Wow.
And I still look good.
You do. I've seen you live a couple times. You still stab them just like you always did?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
you know, one time I was sleeping, and I had a fork in my bed, and I end up stabbing myself like I had a dream.
God.
Yeah. So that was it.
Not even Abdullah the Butcher is safe from Abdullah the Butcher. I love it.
That's it. And if you're there on the 16th, I might get you and stab you again.
Fortunately for me, I'm booked elsewhere.
Oh, okay. So who's all going to be there?
Oh, I think everybody. Ric Flair, Demolition Axe, I believe, Raven.
Uh-huh.
Buff Bagwell, of course, Scott Hall. You'll probably see a lot of people you haven't seen in a while.
Well, Scott Hall was a nice guy, very good guy, Scott Hall, I mean, very good.
Well,
ask me some
questions.
You're starting to die on me.
Well, I have a question for you. You know, of course, a couple of years ago, you were inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame when WrestleMania was here in Atlanta. What was
yes.
that like for you?
Well, let's put it this way. The ring, I never did wear the ring. I give the ring to my brother because I should have been into the Hall of Fame 40 years ago. And they gave me the ring, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And that was it. So it was nice to be, you know, connected, like in the Hall of Fame. I give Vince McMahon, for letting me in the Hall of Fame. But I should have been in there a long time ago.
And, Abby, why do you think it is that they never brought you in for a big run in the WWF back in the day? I would have paid good money to see you take on Hulk Hogan.
Well, I wrestled Hulk Hogan many times, like in Japan. You know, we sold out all over in Japan, me and Hogan.
Yes, I've seen those matches.
And you see, in the wrestling business, you have guys who, they knock each other, you know, so you don't come into the territory. They go to the promoter, tell the promoter, oh, Abdullah's going to stab people, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. And then they say, well, we better not bring him in then. That's it.
All right. Well, since we've got our other guest on the line, Johnny, did you have anything else for Abdullah?
I just want to say it was an honor to speak with you, sir. I guess my final question would be, and, you know, I like to ask this of all the veterans we have on. As a young wrestler myself, what is the number one piece of advice you would give to the rookies in the business today?
Do not take these crazy bumps. it's like the football, players. A lot of these guys are what? They're all messed up, you know. In their, they got like their necks are messed up. This is messed up. I mean, when you're in the wrestling business, you can do a lot of things without breaking your legs or breaking your arms or, you know, hitting your head and stuff like that. It's too dangerous out there now. It's too dangerous. You can make one mistake and you can dive off the top rope, you know, like onto the floor or something, and it's too dangerous now. You see, so that's it. That's one thing, the advice that I give them. And be careful.
Right.
And
well,
the last thing is, make sure that you take care of your mother and father, because you only got one mother and father. When they're gone, you ain't got no friends, because your mother and father is your friends and your father and mother. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right,
thank
Maybelle,
you.
Did you want to ask anything before we let Abdullah go?
No, sir. I wasn't prepared to ask questions. I was just ready to answer.
Okay. Well, Abdullah, we appreciate you calling. So we'll let you go take care of your restaurant and hopefully talk to you sometime again soon.
And I'm very sorry that I was late, okay? So you guys take care. All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll see you on the 16th. All right.
All right. Thanks. All right, Maybelle. Sorry about that.
Oh no! If I was gonna get, you know, pushback for somebody, it could be somebody amazing like Abdullah.
Of course. So
did my sister Isabel ever come on?
We haven't heard from her yet, but it's been a weird show, so who knows if she'll call or who will call instead?
She could be fighting with Pandora somewhere right now.
Well, I heard Buff Bagwell, and I got all kinds of excited because I met him at the NWA Fan Fest in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he was real nice to me.
Well, he seems like a nice guy.
He is. And when I was, I was just first training, I picked him up at the airport one time, and so I got to drive him to the wrestling show and then drive him back to the airport. So he's a very nice man.
Cool. Well, let's talk about you for a little bit and the Smothers Twisted Daughters. Tell us how this all came to be. I understand Jesse is the most well-known, and then Isabel, and I really couldn't find much about you when I was trying to find information about the three of you. So what's your background and how did you get involved with this group?
Well, here's the thing. Well, my daddy, Tracy Smothers, he's kind of a rolling stone. And, as it turns out, there's quite a few of us daughters out there that have come out of the woodwork. Right now, that we know of, there's Jessie Bell, Isabel, Maybelle, and Annabelle. All of us ended up with these little Southern Bell names. And, the way that I found out that I was a Belle, or a Smothers, rather, is I started wrestling at Ohio Valley Wrestling, and when I met Jessie Belle, and we found out that we had similar parentage. Actually, I started talking about Tracy Smothers to my mama, and my mama said, well, you know, I met him back in 1982, and, well, we just had ourselves a good old time, and then I found out that Daddy slept with my mama. So we went ahead and got ourselves one of them paternity tests and found out that I was his daughter. But if you ask Jessie Bell and Isabel, they'll say I'm adopted.
All right. Well, congratulations, I guess. So this Saturday you and your sister are taking on Pandora and Nina Monet, and I understand you wrestled Pandora this past Saturday as well. I wasn't there, so how did that match go, and what are you expecting this Saturday?
Well, here's the thing. I think that little one, Nina, I think she was a little bit scared because she didn't come to the wrestling show. And, Pandora, she's a little bit, you know, crazy. And mm-hmm. she got in that ring, And she had the wrestling belt, and she took that belt and she hit my sister Jezebel right across the head with it. And so I chased her out like the yellow-bellied snake that she is. And, well, once she laid out Jezebel, I was the only one left to fight her. And she put out, well, she said she put her title on the line. But then afterwards she said she'll put her title on the line, but not this time. So I, technically I feel like I should be the champion, but because I won, you know, she's a tough competitor, but I feel like I might outweigh her by about 50 pounds. And I tell you what, I don't think that girl could pick me up if she on her best day. So it felt real good to get the win on her after what she did to my sister Jezebel. So I think this weekend they've got their hands full. They've got the two toughest mothers. I mean, Jezebel might argue with that, but she's the pretty one. We're the strong ones. So they're going to be taking on these two tough cookies over here, and we'll see how they do. But if you ask me, I don't think it should really be that big of a challenge. They're going to have to pull out some tricks to beat us.
Well, we've got a caller. Perhaps this is your sister. Let's see who we've got. Who is this?
Oh, it's me. Oh. It's Pandora. I didn't think this party would be a party without me on the line. I've listened to you talk. Now it's time to listen to me talk. We sat here and listened to your family tree. Yeah, the violins are playing. I could care less whose sister you are, whose daughter you are. You had a handful of tights this past Saturday, and that's how you beat me. And you think we're going to have a bag of hat tricks to beat you guys? If you couldn't see, I dotted your eye and your sister's eye. And it's too bad that she won't be there this weekend so I can dot her other eye. But I have no problem taking on your sister, from what I understand, the hardcore queen, a.k.a. Mickey Knuckles. Let's see how she does against Pound for Pound, the toughest woman in professional wrestling. Did you get all that?
I don't know about no Mickey Knuckles. I just know about Isabel Smothers. I just know about my sister, who's wrestled boys. She's wrestled bears. Well, Daddy's wrestled bears. I don't know if she's wrestled bear, but she could probably wrestle bear. All I know is during the match, there was a chant that said, "We love Maybell," and if they do that this weekend, there ain't going to be no stopping me, because those fans, they just pushed me to win, and you know what? I did it this weekend. I could do it the next one.
Yeah, well, that's because you inbreds stick together. We all know Villarica's full of nothing but inbreds, and clearly with your family tree, fathers and daughters and sisters and uncles and aunts, they're all getting it on, so okay, so yay, the inbreds cheer for the inbreds. That's going to do nothing for you. We're Pain and Pleasure. We're the Lewis Wrestling Tag Team Champs, and we're going to stay that way.
Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, you got Isabel to look after this time. Jezebel's real pretty and all, but even I'm scared of Isabel.
Well, I got news for you, Cookie. I'm not scared of anybody.
Pandora, are those titles on the line this Saturday?
Of course they're on the line this Saturday. What would make you think the titles would be on the line when it's just me against those two? They were more than willing to both fight me. Now, how fair is that? How fair is that? Of course I had to, you know, just, I asked them politely, but hey, they didn't want to take me on one-on-one, so I simply had to take one of them out. And if I recall correctly, I nailed you with the belt at the end of the match.
Yeah,
so,
I don't remember much
for the home
about...
team.
Well, but I beat you. I rolled you up. I gave you an collarbone with a bridge, and it looked real fancy. Those boys sure liked it.
They only liked it because they saw my ass, not you.
Hey, I was all bent over like a pretzel. They liked it. They were looking at me. I showed them how flexible I am.
Yeah, well, again, you had a handful of tights, and that's why they all liked it. It's not
going
down like that this Saturday.
No, that ain't true. I don't need to cheat. I ain't like all those fans' husbands. I don't cheat. I play fair.
Well, you weren't going to play fair this Saturday until I evened it up. I had to take one of you out.
Hey, we were playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, well, guess who won?
I won.
Yeah,
I really did win.
No, I don't remember. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we'll see. This Saturday, I mean.
I made you laugh.
Well, this Saturday, Nina Monet will be there with me. So you guys are going to have the fight of your life.
Well, that's good, because I was looking forward to spanking her butt, too.
Who?
Yeah, you remember that.
I'm a little fuzzy on that one, too.
Don't you remember? It was right after, what did I do? Let me think. I don't remember what I did. I just know that I
could it have been a body slam, a wrestling move? Oh, you don't remember that, do you?
No. It was, I gave you that do-si-do to get you nice and dizzy, and I gave you the short arm clothesline, and as soon as you was down, I spanked your butt, and the crowd said, yeah, do it harder. But you got real mad after that.
I don't remember that either. The only thing I remember in this match was hitting both of you with the belts and you cheating and winning. But this Saturday, I'm not going to discredit you guys whatsoever. You put on a hell of a match, cheating at the end, of course. I'm going to emphasize that. And I'm definitely not going to discredit your sister, Isabel, because I'm definitely looking forward to wrestling with her. But it's going to be 2-on-2, and I'm not going to have to even the odds this weekend.
Well, I will say I still have a handprint across my chest, and that don't make my outfits look very nice, so I'm going to hope that don't happen to me again.
Well, I tell you what, you can rock, paper, scissors that one, because you betcha that one's going to happen.
Rock, paper, scissors that one. I got some.
Huh? You got nothing for that one?
I got nothing. Hang on. I'm being Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She got the bad genes. Yeah. Sorry, I was talking to somebody else. I was talking to my cousin. And who?
Oh.
My cousin who isn't my brother and isn't my uncle. He's just my cousin.
Oh, okay. Okay. Separate family member then, huh? Not a smother.
That's terrible. You made me laugh now.
Well, I think I've got my point across. I'm a busy person. I'm actually prepping for my match on Saturday. So,
well, I prepped for my match earlier. I went to the Chinese buffet, so I'm all kinds of ready.
And I believe you. I believe it. So, well, best believe Saturday.
I ate this thing that had suction cups on it.
Oh,
I didn't even know what that was.
Jonathan, are these the guests that you have on your show? Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on, Jonathan.
I'm glad
you're better in the ring than you are with English, because this conversation's killing me.
She's just mad because I'm making her laugh.
Well, again, I gotta go now, so I will see you Saturday. Hopefully, Jonathan, I'll see you too, so you can witness this.
Well, you've been a pain, and it'll be a pleasure to see you this weekend.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine, hon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Dear. She called me dear on the message board. She said something about something dear. And I got in there and said, oh, yeah, well, you better dear. And so then when I saw her, I called her dear. I told her, she hit my sister with that belt so hard. I said, Pandora, I'm going to stick my foot so far up your box, you're going to regret that. And the crowd, they just laughed. They laughed.
Well, Pandora's box does have a reputation.
Yeah, oh, you said it, not me. I didn't say it.
I was talking about the mythological.
Yeah,
thing.
We know what you're talking about.
I would like
we
to point out that Johnny Danger had nothing to do with that.
Johnny Danger knows all about Pandora's box.
That's purely speculation.
Well, Maybell, of course, your match is one of several at UIW this Saturday, but are you anywhere else locally this weekend or the next few weeks?
Where am I? Oh, well, no, I don't know. I might be in Evansville on the 30th with Daddy and Jesse Bell, and I don't know if Isabel's going to be there, but if I am there, then I'll be there.
Sweetheart, do you even know where you are right now?
No.
Bless your heart.
Everybody says that Jezebel's the pretty one and Isabel's the strong one, and I tell them I'm the best of both worlds. I'm shaking my head.
Yeah.
Yep. I realized that y'all couldn't see me doing that, but
couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Well, anybody that looked at my Maybell Smothers wrestling page, they'll see, you know, the pictures of all of us together. You can tell we're related. We look just alike. And then when we're in the pictures with Daddy, then, you know, we all take turns giving Daddy kisses and just making sure Daddy knows how much we love him, because we wasn't always, well, Daddy didn't know about all of us. You know, Daddy's a rolling stone, and you don't even know how many kids he's got out there. He could have sons. He could have more daughters. We could have, like, a whole football team out there. We don't know.
Where is this page of yours? Because I tried to find one.
My Maybell page. It's Maybell Smothers.
Okay, MaybellSmothers.com.
No, hang on, just one second. I'm looking for it.
Jonathan.
Huh?
Well, I just want to, you know, I figured she wants people to visit her page so they know more about her.
Yeah. I'm getting on this Facebook. I'm not so smart about computers and stuff like that. I didn't know if my name is spelled one word or two words. It looks like it is M-A-Y, one word, and then B-E-L-L-E, and then Smothers. And on Facebook, it's got a whole bunch of letters and numbers and stuff like that. But if you just look up Maybell Smothers, you'll find me.
Okay.
The picture is of Daddy and Isabel and Jessie Bell, and they're kissing Daddy, and I'm in the middle, and I'm like, look, it's me. And I just look super cute.
All right, well, we appreciate you calling tonight, and good luck on Saturday. I know Pandora and Nina are not an easy challenge, so good luck with that, and we'll see how that goes for you.
Thank you so very much, and if y'all add me as a friend, my profile picture, my muscles look real big.
I'm looking at it now. They do look pretty big. You must work out.
I know. I do work out. Just like that song that's on Bet TV. It says, I work out. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I've heard it.
Yeah.
I learned that dance on Bet TV, and now whenever I come out to the ring, Jessica does the dance, and I do the dance, and Isabel, she don't dance because she's a little bit scary.
Well.
So those girls better be ready. We got the two scariest mother's daughters coming. The Smothers Twisted Daughters, the only STDs you'll ever want to catch.
All right.
Wow.
Well, we're going to end on that note. So we will talk to you another time, hopefully. But, again, good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much for having me. I'd like to come back anytime you'll have me.
All right. And see if one of your sisters will call in next time, too.
I will. I'm going to call Jessie Bell and Isabel right now, find out where they went. I don't know. Isabel might be in jail, so hopefully we all might have to bail her out.
That's a good excuse, but hopefully she's out by Saturday.
Oh, well, she will be. I'll post bail.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Have a good night, y'all.
All right. You too.
I'm going to go take a shower.
You feel dirty now?
A little bit.
This was one of the strangest episodes yet, and I think it probably is the weirdest one since you've been co-host. So not sure what else to say about that. We'll be back next week at 7 with a guy named Tetchy Makuji is going to be our guest. He wrestles for a promotion called Diamond Pro. You may remember him from MCW a couple months ago. He did a match there.
Yes.
But Diamond Pro Wrestling is in Lyons, Georgia. I'm not really sure where that is, but they've got a show coming up, and I believe we're also going to talk to Kevin Blue, who will be at Anarchy, and of course you know him from PWR, Johnny. So that's what we've got scheduled for next week. Anything else you want to say before we go, Johnny?
Be sure to catch PCW this Saturday in Porterdale, and I hope Quasimandisco breaks his damn neck.
All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.